أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد الصادق الوعد الأمين، وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين، وصحابته الغر الميامين، ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، حق قدره ومقداره العظيم. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My beloved brothers and sisters in this great group, Al-Irshad al-Ummah, I welcome you once more to our lessons in the book Al-Hidayat al-Mustafid fi Ahkam al-Tajweed. Today being the 16th day of Ramadan, 1441 AH, which coincides with the 9th day of May 2020. Insha'Allah, we'll be moving to our 14th class on Tajweed. And today's class, Insha'Allah, we'll be proceeding from the issue of Al-Madud, as we have already begun in the previous class. Today, Insha'Allah, we will continue from page 18 from our book Al-Hidayat al-Mustafid. So if you have the book, kindly open and follow us as we read through. Now, at the last part of page 18, which is where we stopped, Madam continues by asking a question on the next madda. He says, ما هو المد اللازم المثقل الكلمي. What is مد اللازم المثقل الكلمي? مد اللازم simply means that it is a compulsory madda. المثقل refers to the fact that this madda is heavy. الكلمي meaning it all exists within a particular word. Now there is a madda and then there is a heavy, yani a shadda. Now, there is a shadda that is existing within the same word. So let's go down and see what Malam has for us. Malam says, "Huwa an yakuna, it is ba'da harfil maddi harufun mushaddadu. It is for there to be an alphabet carrying a shadda following an alphabet carrying a madda. So the alphabet carrying a madda is being followed by an alphabet carrying a shadda. في كلمة واحدة within the same كلمة. نحو example ولا الضالين. This is in Surah Al-Fatiha. Now if you are going to recite it, you can find that the ضاء is carrying a مادة which is supposed to be a مادة طبيعي on a normal day, but because of the fact that it's being followed by another letter that is carrying what? That is carrying a shadda, it now becomes al-maddu al-lazim al-mutaqqil al-kalimi. We said that the heaviness of this madda is derived from the fact that within the same word there is an alphabet following the alphabet carrying the madda, and that alphabet is carrying a what? A shadda itself. So you can see that the dha is the madda, while the lin is the what? Is the shadda. The lin, the lamun is carrying the shadda. So because of that, this is called maddu al-lazim al-mutaqqil al-kalimi. It is a compulsory madda that everybody must ensure that they exercise. Another example we have is in Surah Al-Nazi'ah and also in Surah Al-Abasa. That's in Surah Al-Abasa, we have As-Sakha. Then the one in Surah Al-Nazi'ah, we have At-Tamma. So that is Maddul Lazim, because of the fact that the Madda is followed with what? Is followed with an alphabet that carries a shadda. You have to give it a compulsory madda there. Wama ashbahu dhalika, and things that look like that. So Malam is going to give us further explanation on this kind of madda. Malam says, ma miqdaru maddihi, what is the extent, what is the length of this kind of madda? Malam says, miqdaru maddihi thalathu alifatin bi sitti harakatin. Malan says the length of this kind of madda is three alif madda, and each alif madda carries two haraka. So you say three alif bi sitti harakatin, which is six counts. So three alif, each alif is carrying two counts. So altogether it gives us what? Six counts. So you elongate the madda up till six counts. غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. So that is the kind of matter that is being referred to as al-maddu al-lazim al-musaqqil al-kalima. Now the next one, Malan says, ma huwa al-maddu al-lazim al-mukhaffafu al-kalimi. What is the kind of madda that is referred to as al-maddu al-lazim al-mukhaffafu al-kalimi? It is also a what? It is also a composite madda. However, this one is a light one instead of the heavy one as mentioned above. So Malan says, huwa أن يكون بعد حرف المد حرف ساكن. It is for an alphabet that carries the madda to be followed immediately by an alphabet that carries a sukun. So the alphabet carries the madda and then it is followed immediately by an alphabet that carries a sukun. Nahu, example is al-ana. So that's you see, it's carrying a madda, and then what follows it immediately, which is the lam, carries the sukun. And this exists in two places in Surah to Yusuf, in the 51 verse of Surah to Yunus, Surah to Yunus, in verse 51, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, الآن وقد كنتم به تستعجلون. Also, you can find another one in the 91st ayah. Allah Azza wa Jalla says, الآن وقد عصيت قبل. So these are the two examples that we have for the light compulsory madda within a word. So Malam says, ma miqdaru maddihi, what is the length of this madda? Miqdaru maddihi thalathu alifatin bisitti harakatin. Just like the first one, it is what? Carried the length of what? Yani three alif, which means six counts. Now, next, Malam says, ma huwa al-maddu al-lazimu al-harfiyyi al-mushba'i. What is the madda that is compulsory? Yani maddul lazim al harfi al mushba'i. Maddul lazim al harfi al mushba'i. That is, yani the compulsory madda falling on alphabets. So which alphabet are we talking about now? We're talking about the alphabet that Allah Azza wa Jalla begins certain surahs with. So if you read the Quran, Allah Azza wa Jalla begins a surah, for instance, with Yasin, or he chooses to begin it with Hamim. So that is the kind of alphabet that Malam is referring to here. So Malam says, huwa an yujada harfun. It is for an alphabet to exist. Fi fawatihi suwari. In the beginning of a surah, hija'uhu thalathatu ahrufin. The spelling of the alphabet carries three alphabets. Of those huruf carries three alphabets. Awsatuha harfu maddin. In the middle, there is a harf that carries a madda. Wa thalithu sakinun. And the third one is carrying a sukun. Fa'in udghima al-harfu alladhi ba'da harfi al-maddi. If there happen to be an idgham in the harf that comes before the harf of madd, kana muthaqqilan, then it's going to be maddul lazim al-musaqqil. For instance, Malam says, alif lam mim. So there is need for us to give some kind of muqaddimah before we go into this properly. Actually, there are some alphabets that Allah Azza wa Jalla began certain surahs with. And the scholars of tafsir always used to say, Allah a'lamu bi muradihi ala dhalik. Allah knows best what he means by this. So he can choose to begin a surah with, for instance, alif, lam, mim, sod, and Allah Azza wa Jalla is best known, is the one who knows best about this. So there are actually 14 alphabets altogether that Allah Azza wa Jalla began like this in the Holy Quran. And out of the 14, we have alif, we have noon, we have sod, we have ha, we have ke, we have ya, we have mim, we have qaf, we have ta, ayn, lam, ha, sin, and ra. All of this together, there are 14 alphabets, which is half of the huruf al-hijai. Allah Azza wa Jalla used them to begin the recitation of certain surahs. So Malam is trying to tell us now that how do you give this kind of surahs madda? So Madam is going to explain that inshallah in the continuation of the book, but let's just summarize it briefly. Out of these 14 alphabets, there are some that you do not give madda at all. The first category, you do not give them madda at all. Example, alif. So alif doesn't carry a madda in that situation. Especially if you're going to recite Surah Al-Baqarah, for instance, now you begin by saying alif, you say alif, lam, you see the lamun is one that carries the madda. But you call it alif, yani, no, there is no madda on that alif. So that is it. Then there is also the one that consists of two counts, the madda that you give them two counts. Example is ha, ya, pa, ha, pa, ha. You give them two counts. You pronounce them as if you are pronouncing Maddu Tabiri. So there are five alphabets actually in number. The first one is Ha. The second one is Ra. The third one is Ta. Then there is Ha. And then there is Ya. So these five alphabets will be given four counts as if you are reciting, two counts as if you are reciting them with Maddu at Tabiri. Now there is a third group which you give what? You give them six counts. You give this third group six counts. Example of the alphabet that you give six counts, you have Sin, not really example, these are the list of the alphabets you give six counts. You have Sin, Noon, Qaf, Sad, Yani, Lam, Kef, and Mim. So these ones, you give them what? You give them their full six counts. It is summarized in the saying, Naqasa hasalakum. Noon, Qaf, Sad, Ayn, Sin, Lam, Kaf, and Mim. Or also, you can also say Sanaqussu lakum, which is Sin, Noon, Qaf, Sad, Lam, Kaf, and Mim. So this alphabet, you give them what? Six counts. And there is the one that you either give four counts or you give it six counts, which is the Ayn. So only altogether now you have what? You have your 14 alphabets that we've begun with. So we can continue now. Malam, going back to the book, Malam says, Wa in lam yud ghamu kana mukhaffafan. However, if there is no idgham kana mukhaffafan, then it becomes a light one. Nahu, example, we have Sad wal Qur'anil dhikr. So if you are going to think about this now, I hope you can find where there is idgham and where there is no idgham. For the first case, there is idgham in alif, lam, mim. Why? Because the ending alphabet for lam is mim. And the beginning alphabet after that is another mim. So you have two mims meeting each other, which is idgham al-mutamathilain that we have talked about earlier. So that kind of idgham, you are going to have to apply it here. So for the fact that there are two memes, one is carrying a sukun while the other one is carrying a harka, it appears like a shadda. When there is also an idgham, they have to be what? There has to be a gunna. Idgham al-matamathilain usually comes with a gunna, especially for the alphabet meme. So if you are going to recite it, you are going to have to recite, prolong the lamun with the six count as we have already said, and then you prolong the mimun as well with the six count, then you have to put the gunna for the meme somewhere in between to show that there is al idgham there. You recite it by saying alif lam mim. So alif one count, lam six count, idgham then mim its own six count. Now, so, but in the case where there is no idgham, such as sad wal Qur'an, so when you say sad, you see the ending alphabet for sad is a da, and da is huruful qalqala, so you have to, it's one of the harful qalqala, so you have to give it the qalqala there by saying sad. So now what comes after it is wa. Da and wa, when there is no idgham there, so you say sad wal Qur'an. So this is a maddul lazim al mukhaffaf al harfi. Another example again, Malam says noon wal qalami. If you remember in our idgham lesson, we said that there is an exception for the recitation of idgham for noon sakina. That exception, one of the exceptions we mentioned out of the two exceptions, was in this particular surah, Surah An-Nun. where you end it by nun and then there is wawun following it, but you are not going to apply the rule of al-idgham an-naqis. So it is an exception. You recite it with an al-idhar, as we have said earlier. So in this case here, there is no idgham, so therefore it's going to be what? It is going to be counted as maddul lazim al-mukhaffaf al-harfi. Then there is also qaf wal-qur'ani. So the qaf ends with a fa'un. After the fa'un, there is a wawun. But there is not going to be any idgham between them. So also it categorizes as the second kind of maddul lazim al-harfi. Wa ma ashbah zalika, and also things like that. So moving on, Malam says, "Kam huruful madd al-lazim al-harfi." How many are the alphabets of madd al-lazim al-harfi? You know, we've already seen madd al-lazim al-harfi. So Malam is going to tell us now how many are the alphabets. Answer, Malam says, "Hiya thamaniyatu ahrufin." There are what? 8 alphabets. Yajma'uha qawluka, that is summarized in your saying, "Naqasa asalukum." Naqasa asalukum, noon, qaf, sod, ayn, sin, lam, kaf, and mim. And like I said earlier, you can also say sanaqussulakum. You can also say sanaqussulakum, sin, noon, qaf, sod, lam, kaf, and mim. To Malam says now, lil alifi minha. Now there is this madda, you know, all madda is caused by either alif, wawun, or yaun. If the madda has a fatha, then it is caused by an alifun. If it's having a kisra, it's called by a yaun. And if it's having a dumma, it's called by a wawun. So for the examples of the kind of madda that is caused by an alif, Malam says there are 4. Wahiya, sad. You know that sa, it is an alifun, sa, alifun, sad. Wal qur'ani dhikr. Then it is also kaf, and then there is also sad. And these two are what? In the beginning part of Surah Al-Maryam, where you say kaf ha ya ayn sad. So that's kafun and the sadun at the end are also fall under this category. For the ones that are caused by what? Alifun. Then there is wal, there is qaf wal qur'ani. Then also there is also qaf in Surah Ash-Shura, which is ayn sin qaf. So that also counts. Then wal lam in alif lam mim. So that lamun is also having a fatha. Walil ya'i, and also ya'un harfani. There are 2 alphabets, which is what? The mim in what? In alif lam mim. That mim is caused by what? A ya'un. Then there is that for sin in what? Yasin, as well as ta-sin. Then for the wawun, the one that is caused by wawun, we have only one, which is what? Noon in Surah An-Noon wal qalami wa ma yasturun. So Malan says faqat, that is all. So fahazihi sab'atu tamuddu maddan mushba'an. For these 7, you give them their full madda bila khilafin, without differentiating. Wa amma al-aynu, but in the case of al-aynu, min fatihati al-Maryam wa Shura, in the beginning of Surah Al-Maryam and also in the beginning ayahs of Surah Al-Shura, that ayin fiha wajhan, it has 2 ways. Al-maddu thalathu alifatin, it has 2 ways. The first way is to give it 3 alif, which is 6 counts. Wat tawassutu, the medium way now to do it is alifani wal-maddu ashharu. The medium way to do it is what? Is to give it 4 counts, 2 alif, which is 4 counts. So you can either give it 4 counts or give it 6 counts, as we have already mentioned in our summary earlier. So next, now Malam says, ma miqdaru maddihi, what is the extent of this madda? Malam says, madduhu thalath alifatin bisitti harakatin. This harakatin. This madda, what? Is carrying, excuse me. This madda is carrying 3 alif, with six haraka, which is six haraka. So ma huwa al-maddu al-lazim al-mukhaffaf al-harafi. Now we are going into another kind of mad under the same issue, which is what maddu al-lazim al-mukhaffaf. Jawab. Malan says huwa ma kana al-harufu fihi min harufain. It is the kind of madda in which the alphabets that form this madda is carrying two alphabets. So what does Malan mean by that? Let's keep on reading. Next question, Malan says, kam hurufuhu, how many are the alphabets? The answer, hurufuhu al-khamsati. The alphabets are five. Yajma'uha lafzu hayyun taharu. Awa tahuru, tahura. Hayyun tahura. So this is the summary of the alphabets that fall under this category. We have ha, we have ya, we have ta, ha, and ra. فَمِثَالُ الْحَاءِ, for the example of ha is the kind of ha in hamim. So this kind of ha is hamim. Then there is an example of ya as well in yasin. There is another example of ta, and also an example of ha together in ta-ha. And there is an example of ra in alif lam ra. So you notice that these alphabets are not overdrawn. These alphabets are not overdrawn. The ha'un, the ya'un, the ta'un, the ha'un, and the ra, they are all not overdrawn. Malam now gives us the explanation of that. He says, ala kam harakatin madduhu. How many harakat do they give this madda? Malam says, madduhu ala harakataini. It has what? Two haraka, only two counts. So you recite them, you recite the whole Quran while you're coming across with all these alphabets. Also is the alphabet for ha and ya, okay? So ha and ya have already been mentioned here, and the ha and ya I'm talking about is the ha and ya in the beginning of Surat al-Maryam. When you say kaf, you give that one its full madda. Then you bring ha, ya, you give them just two count. Ha, ya. Then the next one is ayin, and we say the ayin can carry either four or six counts. Ha, ya, ayin. Then the next one after that is the sword. But the nunun and the swadun comes together, you give it al-ikhfa. So when you do the ikhfa, you do wunna for two counts. Then after the wunna, you pronounce the sword and you give the sword how many counts? You give the sword its exact eight counts with astaghfirullah. You give it six counts without any differentiation. So Malan says, kam hurufu lin. Now this is another kind of madda which is called maddu lin. You remember when we were talking about the description of alphabets, we talked about the lin characteristics, where we mentioned that it is wawun sakin and also ya'un sakin. Maftufuma qablahuma. So now there is a madda called maddullin. Malan says, huma harufan, kam hurufullin, how many are the alphabets for the maddullin? Malan says, huma harufani, they have two haraf only, al-wawu, which is we have wawu, wal-ya'i, and we have ya'i, bisharutin sukunihima. And the rule here is that they should carry sukun. One fitahi ma qablahuma, and what comes before them should must be carrying a fatha. Example here, we have bait. So you give it a kind of madda, okay? You give it a kind of madda, but the condition here is that the wa'un or the ya'un must be carrying a sukun, firstly. Secondly, what comes before this ya'un and the wa'un has to be carrying a fatha. And then thirdly, you have to be pausing on this alphabet. If you are not pausing on this word, then you cannot apply the maddullin. So the maddullin can be found in Surah Al-Quraysh as well as other parts of the Quran. However, if you open Surah Al-Quraysh, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, لِإِلَافِ قُرَيْشِ. You see, قُرَيْشِ, قُرَيْشِ, that is maddullin. So you could have just said, because it is ra'un, then ya'un, sukun, you could have just said, li'ila fi quraish, quraish. But that is not going to be correct, because you have to recite it with maddullin, especially if you are pausing upon it. But if you are going to read through to the next ayah, then you do not have to apply the maddullin. You pronounce it directly as I've mentioned. نعم مرام says ما هو المد الصلة ما هو مد الصلة what is the مد الصلة وبكم حركة قدر so and how many حركة do they have does he have how many حركة do you give it مرام says هو حرف مد زائد مقدر بعد هاء he says it's a مد that you increase its length you increase its length and it occurs with it has to do with the ha'u of a domir it is a possessive pronoun indicative that what you are talking about belongs to what is being talked about so it's a pronoun that is added at the end of a word to show that the third person is the owner or the third person singular masculine is the owner of a particular character so if that ha'un is added at the end of a word you can add a madda to that Amalan says you give it what biqadri harakatain you give it two haraka hala dhammihi wa kasrihi if it has a kisra that means the ha itself has a kisra or the ha has a dhamma so that ha cannot have a fatha it only has kisra or dhamma Amalan says ila kam qismin tanqasimu silatu into how many places is the maddu sila divided Malan says tanqasimu ila qismain it is divided into two qasiratin there is a short sila and then there is a tawilatin which is a long sila fi ayyi muhallin takuna silatu qasiratin Malan says in what situation does the maddu sila become a short sila answer idha kana ma qabla al ha'i mutaharrikan mithlu if what comes before the ha carries a fatha or it carries an a sound either fatha kisra dhamma for instance innahu kana so that ha there is added to the word inna so the ha is a possessive pronoun so because of the presence of that ha on there you are going to have to recite it add that ha on there itself you're going to have to give it two counts of madda so there is also another example lahu ma fis samawati lahu you give it two counts lahu you don't say lahuma but you say lahu ma fis samawati to fa in kana ma qablahu malan says however if what comes before it sakin and is a sukun fala madda fihi you don't give it madda illa fi surah al-furqan unless in one situation which is an exception now in surah al-furqan where Allah azza wa jalla says fihi muhana so that ya unde is carrying a kisra so this but this one is going to be given an exception ala tariqat al-hafs and that is if you are reciting by the way of hafs aisha to be ya muslim so malan says aidan أن يكون ما بعده موصولا. Also, if there is a continuous recitation or a meeting point for two, maybe sukun, for instance, now, then you can no longer give it the dhamma. For instance, now we have an example here. Malan says, أنه الحق. If you say أنه, it means you are giving that هاون a kiss, يعني a واون. If you it means that you are giving it a wawun. Now the wawun there will be carrying a sukun. There is another lamun here in the next word carrying another sukun. Then you call this iltaqa ithaqinin. Two sukun have come to meet. So what do? You have to discard one of the two sukun. And the sukun that you are going to be discarding in this case now will be the wa sukun that you wanted to give. So you have to recite with it innahul haqu without you bringing up yani the madda anymore. Walahuddin. If you say lahuddin, then that is how you recite it without putting the madda there. So for innahu la yumaddu, then you do not put madda ittifaqan based on agreement. Wa alqihi fi namli wa warjihi fasa yakun fa yusakinu. So if those two sukun come to meet. Of course, you are not going to give it madda because if you give it madda, you are going to probably change the meaning or it will be difficult myself for someone to recite. Next, Malam says, "Fi ayyi muhallin takuna silatu tawilatan." In what situation does sila becomes long? Wa kam qadr maddaha? And what is the length of that sila? Malam says, "Idha kana ba'da al-ha'i hamzatu." If in a situation whereby a ha is followed by a hamza, this ha ud-damir that has been mentioned earlier. now happens to be followed by Hamza, فَإِنَّهُ يَجُوزُ, then it is recommended. مَدُّهَا, that you should give it madda, maddan mushba'an, a complete, a full, a satisfied madda, مِقْدَارُ أَلِفَيْنِ وَنِسْرٍ, with the length of two alif, two and a half alif, which is five counts. Two alif is four counts, a half alif is one count. وَيَجُوزُ بِمِقْدَارِ أَلِفِ الْ and also, كَالْمَدِّ, it's also good for you, it's also permissible for you to give it the count of one alif, كَالْمَدِّ الْمُنْفَصِلِ, as if you are reciting مَدِّ الْمُنْفَصِلِ في جَدَرِ, in a situation where you're reciting fast. So if you're reciting fast, مَدِّ الْمُنْفَصِلِ, you can try to give it just two counts, or you can decide to give it its full count, as we have discussed earlier. So we have examples here. عنده إلا بإذن, this is in آية الكرسي. عنده إلا بإذن, so that how you can give it five counts. Also, ومن علمه إلا, من علمه إلا, you can also give it like that. Also, there is another example. إنه أبحك, إنه أبحك, and things like that. Mala says, لما سمي مد الصلة, why did you name it as مد الصلة? Mala says, تأدبان, because of you want to be, because of adab, because of morality, respect. Lil Quran, because in the Quran you don't just add things, but you call it a connective madda. Instead of calling it an additional madda, you call it a collective madda, a connective madda. So ma huwa al maddul farqi, Malam is going to the next one. He says, what is maddul farqi, the mad that differentiates? Malam says, huwa shazun, it is an individual madda. Al wuqu'u, that falls. Fil Quran al azim, in the recitation of the Holy Quran. Wa huwa fi arba'ati mawadi'a, and it has four situations. It happens four times in the Holy Quran. في سورة الأنعام في موضعين, it happens twice in سورة الأنعام. Allah عز وجل says, قل أذكرين حرما, so that أذكرين حرما happens twice in سورة الأنعام. So that is the kind of matter there. And also there is one in سورة يونس. Allah عز وجل says, قل الله أذن لكم, that is also مد الفرق. Then there is another one also in سورة النمل, where you have الله خير أما يشركون. So Malam says, Lima summiya mad farqin, what, why was it named as the mad that differentiates? Malam says, Li annahu yafriqu, because it does what? Because it differentiates. Bayna li annahu yafriqu, because it differentiates bayna al istifhami, between an interrogation or a clarification, wal khabari, and an information or a news. لأنه لولا المد, because if not for that مد, لا توهم, you would have been confused. أنه خبر, that it would have been an information Allah is passing, but meanwhile it was an interrogation, so it's more like a question, so or a clarification. So if Allah Azza wa Jalla had not put that, if that mad is not pronounced in that particular surah, it would become more like an information. So that is what it means. So finally here, Malam is going to give us another madda here, which is ma huwa maddu tamkin. What is maddu at-tamkin? Malam says, huwa kullu ya'aini, it is every two ya, ahaduhuma, one of the two ya, sakinun, has a sukun, maksurun, having ma qablaha, what comes before it is having a sukun, mushaddadan mithla dhalika. For an example now, what comes before it is having a sukun, and it also has a shadda. Example, huyyitum, huyyitum, and wannabiyyina. You see, it's two ya'un. The first ya'un has a shadda and it has a kisra, and then the second ya'un has a sukun. So this kind of madda is referred to as madu tamkin, wama ashbahu zalika, and things like that. It is an enabling kind of madda. So Malam says, لِمَا سُمِّيَ مَدُّ التَّمْكِينَ, Why was it named as Maddu Tamkin? Why was it named as an enabling Madda? Balan says, Li Anna Shiddati, because the Shadda Makanathu enabled it. Fali Ajli Zalika, so because of that, Qila Lahu Maddu Tamkin. You refer to it as Maddu Tamkin. So, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, with this, we have come to the end of our lesson on Limbadud. And inshallah, we shall be proceeding from here, inshallah, in our next meeting. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala ashrafil anbiya wal mursaleen wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa tabi'in wa man tabi'ahum bi ihsanin ila yawmiddin haqqa qadrihi wal miqdarihi al-azim subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun assalamu ala al mursaleen wa akhiru da'ana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.